Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Global Time with Jesus. My name is Sister Christine LeMay. And on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I would like to welcome everyone this Monday morning, Monday the 3rd of February 2014, to Global Time with Jesus. This is the time when every morning at 6 o'clock we come together, lifting up each other and lifting up the world in prayer. Today our theme would be the fear of the Lord. And I would like to read a passage from Psalm 128, verses 1 and 2. And it says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." And as the word said, once we fear the Lord and we walk in his way, our labor shall not be in vain. And I know that every morning for the past few months we've been getting up 6 o'clock, and that is because of the fear of the Lord. And when you say you fear the Lord, is not fear with a scary fear or with a frightful fear. When you fear the Lord, you love him with reverence. It means that you love him enough to sacrifice your time every morning to get up and worship him and praise him. It's not a fear of scariness, but it's a fear with a general alarm. You fear the fear of the Lord is produced in the soul by the Holy Spirit. Godly fear means we dread displeasing him. We desire his favor, we reverence his holiness, we submit to his will, and are grateful for his benefit. We sincerely worship him and consciously obey his commandments. That is what it means by the fear of the Lord. Again, I would like to welcome everyone to the global prayer line. And the line is open for praise reports and for prayer requests. First, I would like to open in prayer, asking God to strengthen us and to give us the courage and the fear to serve him. Father, as we come to you this morning, we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to magnify your name, because without you we are nothing. Without you we can't do nothing. And we just want to bless your name. We just want to magnify your name. As we come before you this morning, Lord, we ask that you wash us one more time in your precious blood. Cleanse us and purge us from all impurities. Lord, let every word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, Lord. And as we come with the fear for you, Lord, we come loving you and asking you to accept us as you see us. We pray this morning that everyone on this prayer line will be blessed. Every home, every family, every member will be blessed, Lord. And when they get off this prayer line this morning, that you will meet the need of every prayer request, and you will answer every prayer that is sent up to you this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the line is open for prayer requests, prayer reports, testimonies, and anything that you would like to share with us globally. Remember, this is a global program, and there are people from all over the world listening to us this morning.
Good morning.
So the line is open. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Give honor and praise to God who's in charge of my life today. I have a prayer request. First, I'd like to have prayer on my children and my family. And secondly, my husband just got admitted into the hospital 2 days ago, Chris Powers. My name is Deanna, and he's on the heart special floor. And I just want to, you know, have the saints out there to put them up in prayer. In Jesus' name,
okay,
amen.
Thank you for that prayer request. I didn't get your name.
Deanna.
Vieira?
Deanna.
Vieira, okay.
No,
good morning, Deanna.
It's Deanna.
Could someone help me? Is it Vieira?
Sister Deanna.
Deanna. Oh, sorry, Deanna. It's a pleasure to have you on the prayer line this morning. And did I hear
yes.
that you said your husband is in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, we'll just lift Deanna and her family and her husband up in prayer right now. Father, as we come to you this morning, we open our hearts, we open our spirits to you, Lord, and we lift up Deanna and her family, her husband, in prayer this morning. Lord, I ask that you strengthen her, you give her the courage, you give her the peace, and that come from you, Lord. Father, we lift up her husband who is in the hospital. We ask that you touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. We ask that you send your ministering angels to minister to him. We ask that your anointing touch him this morning, every vessel, every organ. Father, we ask that you touch his heart. You know what is going on with his body, Lord. And we ask that you place your healing hands upon him, Lord. And we declare that this moment that he be healed. Whatever is the problem, Lord, that the doctors and the health practitioners, Lord, will find the remedy, will find a way. If he's in pain, Lord, we ask that you ease the pain. You take away the pain in the name of Jesus. We lift him up right now in that hospital where he is, Lord. And we ask that you minister to him in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you give Diana the strength to minister to him, Lord. Father, I pray that you strengthen her, you encourage her, you give her the peace and the hope and the faith in you, knowing that with you all things are possible, Father, and that she will trust you for the healing of her husband. She will trust you for providing for her every need, for her family, Lord, that she will trust you and believe that you are in control and that you will take care of everything that is needed to be taken care of. I thank you, I praise you, and I know that this prayer is being answered in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Diane, just be encouraged and know that whatever the situation, God is in control. And once God is in control, he would give you the peace that passeth all understanding.
Thank you.
Is there another prayer request or a praise report? Okay, we will just continue to praise God and to meditate on him this morning. Remember, our team is the fear God, the fear of the Lord, and the scripture said in Revelation 3:20 that, look, here I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me calling and open the door, I will come in and I will share a meal as friend. And God is just waiting for us to come in, to knock. He said, if you knock, I will open. If you ask, I will give. And he is just waiting for us to come to him with the fear of knowing that he is in control and knowing that he loves us enough that we could come to him however we are. He is no respecter of person. And once you surrender your heart and you open your heart and you ask God to come in, he will come in. So this morning we are going to pray, and I would like someone to pray and ask God for us all who is on the line to have the fear of the Lord, not to scare us away from him, but to fear him enough to want his love, to desire his love, and to live with his love. Will someone pray for that, please?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glorify your name, Lord God. We lift your name on high this morning. Lord, you're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of honor. You're worthy of praise. Oh, God, today we bow before you. We bow before you, God. We humble ourselves this morning, God. And we bow before you because we recognize, Lord, that you alone are God, all by yourself. We recognize, Father, that you are the Almighty God. There is none like unto thee, Lord God, and we reverence you, God, and reverence, Lord God. We fear you, God, with a holy respect and a holy honor, Lord God, because of who you are. Oh, God, you say that you're mighty to save, Lord God. You're strong to deliver. Hallelujah, Jesus. You brought out the Israelites, oh God, from bondage in Egypt, Lord God, and you delivered them, Lord God. You gave them, Lord God, the promised land, Father God. you walk with them, Lord God, a pillar of fire by day and a pillar of cloud at night, Lord God. You let them, Lord God, and you direct them, Father God, and out of fear and reverence for you, Lord God. We are doing the same, Lord God. We are worshiping you. We are reverencing you this morning, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you have faith, Lord God, to continue in you, Lord God, no matter what our circumstance, no matter, Lord God, whatever trial, Father God, no matter whatever the enemy might try to come up with against us, Lord God. We pray this morning, Lord God, for hearts, Lord God, to be sold out. Yes, Lord God, and to trust in you, to obey your will, Lord God, for our lives, to do what thus saith the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us to trust you where we cannot even trace you. Oh, God, to trust you, oh, God, beyond belief this morning, Lord God. And know, Lord God, that because of who you are, yes, Lord God, that you will take care of us, Lord. That you will watch over us, Lord God. Your promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The word, your word says that they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. He would mount us up with wings like eagles. We would run and not get weary. Yes, God, we would walk and never faint. So, Lord God, this morning we just pray, oh God, today, for our hearts, Lord God, that would be sold out with reverence and with fear, hallelujah, Jesus, for your awesome greatness, Lord God, for your awesome might and your awesome power, yes, Lord God, but that you all things are possible, Father God, if only we believe, Father Lord, so we pray, oh God, for hearts that would believe, oh God, in you, believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, Lord God, I know that you, oh Father God, would be the one that will bring us out. Hallelujah, Jesus. This morning we lift up our eyes to the hills because we know that our help cometh from the Lord, that you made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. You formed us and you fashioned us with your own hands out of the dust of the earth. Oh, mighty God, what else can you not do, Lord God? You created the heavens. You created the earth, the sky. Hallelujah, Jesus. All the animals, oh God, you created us all, Father God. You created the sun. You created the moon. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. We
worship Jesus.
We worship you. We worship you.
Hallelujah.
You're an excellent and almighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Holy rain. Yes, Lord God. Everything, Lord, is created by your perfect hands. Oh, God, today we worship you. Yes, Lord God, we bow down before you and we say that you are God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you didn't leave us up to ourselves, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, but you keep your hand upon us, Lord God. This morning you rain on the just and the unjust, Lord God, because of who you are. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are righteous and just, Lord. Yes, Lord God, and we worship, Lord God. We thank you this morning. Yes, Lord God, we bow before your throne, O God, in reverence of who you are, the Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus.
Thank you,
God. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, God.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to come before your presence with thanksgiving and with praise, Lord. You
yes.
promise us, Lord, that if we fear you, that you will give us the reward for fearing you and for serving you and for loving you and for even having the desire, Lord, to sacrifice yes. our time to come before your presence and before your face, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would give us the strength and the courage to
yes.
keep on serving you, to keep on loving you, Lord. Given us the strength, Lord, to know and to fear that whatever we have to face this day and onward, that you are in the midst. Thank you, Father. Is there another prayer request or a praise report or anything that anyone would like to share with us, a scripture, a word of encouragement, word of exaltation? The line is free. We have a few more minutes to lift up the Lord. Okay, well, I have to say that I am grateful that the Lord has seen me fit and worthy enough to come before His presence this morning to pass over all my mistakes and all my shortcomings and to give me the opportunity, because it had at one time I was very, even, you know, I wouldn't say fearful, but very adamant about coming before God, because, you know, when you doesn't know the word, you think that you're not worthy enough to come before God, you're not worthy enough to even call His name. But He promised us that once He shed that blood on the cross and you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, He said that, oh, behold, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. And each one of us, as long as we believe in the crucifixion and His resurrection, and we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, it doesn't matter what you do, what state of life you're in, where you come from, who you are, He loves you with a love that is so strong that I don't think there's anything that we could do that we are not able to come to God and ask for His forgiveness and accept Him as our Lord and Savior. And I am thankful for everyone on this line this morning, and I pray that you would know that God loves you and God loves each and every one of us with an agape, everlasting love. It's just we sometimes, you know, we feel that what we do is too much and what we did in the past is too awful for us to come to God. But He's not that kind of God. He's a God that once we fear Him and we show our trust, we open our heart to Him, He is willing to accept us. As the scripture says, we knock on the door, and He is there waiting to open the door for us to come in. We have a few minutes again. If anyone has a prayer request, if not, I would like us to lift up. Am I hearing someone?
Good morning.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Is there someone with a prayer request or a praise report?
Yes. Yes, hi.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Abby. I was going to speak earlier, but I was trying to get ready. I want to just give thanks to the Lord for I walked into North Tabernacle like 2 weeks ago, and the Lord just did something instantly in the service. And then I went to the spiritual warfare teaching, and there He started activating the gifts that He had given me, because I was sick for a whole year. My two children wound up in prison, and my whole world just fell down, and I didn't know. I knew how to handle it, but, you know, us as humans, you know, we just break down with different situations. I want to give praise to the Lord, because my husband also was in the hospital and had 21 surgeries. And I just want to encourage the young lady that has her husband in the hospital right now to trust God, because He do things for a purpose. Everything He does, I've learned, for a purpose, no matter how bad the situation is. And I just want to trust with her and I'll stand with her for her husband healing and for God to strengthen her. But I've known so much for these 3 weeks that God is God. And no matter what you're going through, He's still there in the midst. And I want
to thank
the pastors. I want to thank the pastors.
That's right, Abby.
Met like 3 weeks ago. I just thank them for allowing God to use me for as a vessel, as an instrument in my life. I don't know them that well, but I know God thinks in the timing. You put people in your way. And I thank you for this prayer line. It has really motivated me to go to work and trust that my day is going to be as good as God wanted to be. And He will.
Okay. And thank you for calling the prayer line. Is it Abby?
Yes.
Thank you for calling the prayer line. And you does not know God well, but God knows you. And that is the most important thing, that He knows who Abby is. He knows what Abby is going through. And He cares for you. That is the most important thing. And you said you're walking to North Gospel Tabernacle. God led you there for a purpose. So this morning, before the time is out, I would like for the saints to help me lift up Abby in prayer. This morning, we want to thank God for leading you. We want to thank God, Father, we lift up Abby this morning. And we ask you, Lord, that you reveal yourself to her. You show her who you are. You show yourself mighty and show yourself strong. Lord, you have begun a work in her and you are able to finish. Give her the courage to continue trusting in you. Give her the desire to continue serving you, to continue wanting to know you more, Lord. Father, I pray that your anointing will destroy every yoke, pull down every stronghold, and remove every hindrance that will come up against Abby. While she tries to seek your face, Lord, while she tries to fear you, Lord, Father, strengthen her family, strengthen her husband. Father, open her eyes even the more, open her ears even the more to hear from you, to hear what you want her to do, how you want her to do it, where you want her to go. Father, I pray that you provide for her every need. Provide. If she needs a job, Lord, provide her job. If she has a job, Lord, we thank you for providing for her every need. We thank you for the strength that you have given her, Lord, to seek you. We thank you for the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding, Lord, that you will prevail upon her life. And Father, I pray that as she go today, that you go before her. You close doors that need to be closed. You open doors that need to be opened. You bless her. You order her footsteps, Lord. And I know that Abby would not forget to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you for her this morning, Lord. And I pray that you will give her the desire to continue calling in on the prayer line and just representing herself for her family, calling on your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Abby, be blessed and know that God is with you. He promised you that He will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm telling you, that promise is everlasting.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We have a few more. Go ahead.
This morning, I would like to lift up and close friend of mine, Phil George. He last week was having some problems with his eyes, and when he did go to the eye doctor, only to realize that he had a burst of pain in the back of his eye. We like pray for him this morning. I know that he's been getting his season on that with the attack of the enemy. So I just pray that the Lord will faith in him, that he believes and trusts God completely, and that God can heal him no matter what the enemy might try, that the enemy is powerless against the almighty power of the one true and the living God. Let's lift him up in prayer this morning.
Okay, what's his name?
Phil George.
Okay, we would lift up Phil George in prayer this morning, and we know that God is able, and we believe his report, no matter what report the doctor or the optician give. We trust this morning that God's report will be the last report of the eye. Father, we lift up Phil George this morning. You see and you know everything about him. We ask, Lord, that you would touch his eyes right now, Lord. Touch his eyes, Father, whatever is going on, whatever is causing the disruption of his eyesight, Lord, we ask that your anointing heal his eyes, heal his eyesight, heal the optical nerve, Lord, that you will touch him, that you will let him know, Lord, that you are the greatest healer. Father, we ask that you strengthen him spiritually, that you build his trust in you, you build his faith in you. Minister to him, Lord. And as he go to the doctor seeking help and seeking medical advice for his eyes, Lord, that you will lead him to the right doctors, that they would know what to do. They will have the right medication, and that Phil's sight will be restored 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Father, everyone who has a medical problem, whether it's their eyesight, their heart, blood pressure, cancer, sugar, diabetes, whatever it is this morning, Lord, we lift them up in prayer. Everyone who is undergoing medical attention or undergoing medical treatment for whatever reason, Lord, we call on you, Jehovah. We call on you, the great healer. We call on you, the great doctor, that your ministering angel, Lord, will pass along to each and everyone and minister to them, Lord, and heal them, Lord, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Everyone that is suffering from asthma, from respiratory problems, from cold, Lord, I lift up my grandson DJ with the nose bleeding, Lord. I pray that you speak that nose bleeding and whatever is causing it, Lord, that you stop it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, and we won't forget to give you the praises, the honor, and the glory, because you deserve all the praises, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. We still have a few minutes if anyone has a prayer request or a praise report. You're free to come on now.
Good morning, Sister Christine. Good morning, Saints.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome
praise
to the
Praise the night. Lord. I was meditating on when you said the fear of the Lord. In Psalms 34, and that's so much of what we're talking about today, the fear of the Lord. And I just like to read a few verses of it in the Amplified Bible, if you don't mind. I will bless the Lord at all. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth.
Yes.
A life maketh boast in the Lord. Let the humble and afflicted hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought, inquired of the Lord, and required him of necessity and the authority of his word. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces shall never blush for shame or to be confused. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around those who fear him, who reverence and worship him with awe, and each of them he delivered. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, our God. Blessed be, fortunate to be envied, the man who trusts and take refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, reverence and worship him, for there is no want to those who truly reverence and worship him with godly fear. God bless the reading of his word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
34.
That is the promises that God has.
1 through 9.
Thank you, Sister Florence. And that is the promises that God has given to us who would fear him with the reverence and fear of love. Not, as I said before, not a fear that, oh my God, he's going to strike me down, or, oh my, but with the fear of love and the knowledge that no matter what you do, no matter what is going on, once you fear God, once you reverence him and you love him, fear means to obey him, to obey his commandment, to obey his word, praise him, to worship him.
Yes,
there is a reward for fearing him.
Amen.
And I just want to leave us with a word of knowledge that the fear of the Lord is produced in the soul by his Holy Spirit. Godly fear means we dread displeasing him, we desire his favor, we reverence his holiness, we submit to his will, we are grateful for his benefits, we sincerely worship him, and conscientiously obey his commandment. Great blessings are promised upon those who have it. Fear and love must coexist in us in order that both passions may be healthy and that we may please God and rightly serve him. And I pray that we all learn how to fear God with reverence and with love and not with a frightful fear. Because that is not the way he wants us to fear him. We have a few more minutes. If there's anyone else who wants to, who has a praise report or a prayer request. If not, I'll just close out in prayer and I'll ask God, Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have the fear and we have the knowledge of fearing you, Lord, to come before you with thanksgiving and with praise and with love and with reverence in our hearts, Lord. Father, I pray that as each and everyone who is represented on this line leave your presence, Lord, that they go with the fear knowing that you are with us and that you would never leave us nor forsake us, because you promise us that if we fear you with reverence and with truth, that your reward will be just to us. So, Father, as we leave this line, we go knowing that we are able to fear you with the fear of love. Thank everyone for joining us on the prayer line this morning. And I pray and I ask God to keep each and one of us, that as we go about our different directions, who is going to work, who is going to school, that God be with us and God bless us and keep us and watch over us today and forevermore. I would like to read a benediction over everyone. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
It's a note of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We glorify your name, Lord. We honor you.
Hallelujah.
Because you are Lord and worthy of all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We magnify your name.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We lift up your name, Lord. We magnify your name.
Hallelujah.
We glorify your name, Lord. Besides you, there is no other. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your name. We praise your name. We glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy. We thank you. We thank you. We praise your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory and honor be to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you have given us to come before your throne, Lord. And we thank you for answering each prayer request. We thank you, Lord, for watching over your people. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will forgive us our sins and that you will have mercy upon us, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you the highest praise, Jesus. We give you all honor and all glory belong to you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name.
Pastor.
But you are alone and worthy. You are alone and worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you.
I praise and I belong to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because of who you are, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because of you, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
I lift my voice and say,
you are worth me in the grace, oh, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
You are awesome in this way. Hallelujah. You are ready at me.
Yes,
Lord. You are heart with me. You are awesome. Glory to you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
You are awesome, Lord, in this place. Mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift your name on high, Lord. We magnify your name, Jesus. because you alone are worthy.
Yes, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We lift you up on high, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We thank you for this day.
Yes, oh
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Thank you, Jen. Same to you.
Walk in victory. Amen. And be blessed. Bless you, Sister Christine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
Hallelujah.
You, Sister Christine.
Hallelujah. Bless
the Florence. Everyone.
Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Everyone on the line. God bless you.
Yes. Good morning.
God go with them as they step on the way. Guide and protect them as they go, even on this day. Come on.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Lord,
amen. Everyone.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Be careful. Drive safe.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Because I'm snowed in.
God bless Pastor Sister Liz, and it's snowing.
Yes, it is, Sister Kitty. God bless you.
Bless Pastor and our First Lady. Thank God for them, for our leaders. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless you, Sister Florence.
God bless you, Sister Florence.
God bless you too, honey. Bless. Faith, everyone.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.